StoryCorps started about 8 years ago, and I did a lot of radio documentaries before starting StoryCorps, and that and every other experience in my life kind of led to StoryCorps, which is, you know, this very, you know, simple idea of two people having this conversation in a booth with through StoryCorps with a trained facilitator. So it's not rocket science, but it's this simple idea of people having the chance to be in this safe space to have these conversations where they get to talk about what's really important in their lives and pass wisdom from one generation to the next. It started out as this kind of crazy experiment here in New York City in Grand Central Terminal. And from the first day, I saw that it worked. It's continued to work, you know, 35,000 interviews later with 70,000 people, because it's two people who go in the booth at once. We're trying to start a little revolution here in getting people to listen to each other and recognize the power in the stories we find all around us.
David, a group of students at Booker T. Washington Elementary School in Champaign are big fans of yours. They're actually learning English as a second language, and they've incorporated the StoryCorps model in the classroom. Last year, these students wrote about their own experiences and recorded them in English. In preparation for that project, they listened to several StoryCorps segments. I asked them to record some questions for you, and here's one of them.
Hello, my name is Marlon Mendoza. I am 9 years old. Why is recording the stories important to you?
You know, it's recording stories. It's as much recording stories as having the conversations. I mean, I think what StoryCorps is about is taking the time to stop and think about who's important in your life and honoring them by sitting down with them and asking them to talk about who they are and what they've learned. You know, I think what StoryCorps does is remind people how much their lives matter and that they won't be forgotten. And that's something all of us should know. I also think part of what's important about StoryCorps, and I hope it reminds us, and I hope that has, you know, that you all have seen in the class, is that the stories of the people around us, our grandparents, our parents, our neighbors, can be as interesting and as important, if not more interesting and more important than some of the celebrity stuff that we kind of are bombarded with all over the place. So it's about recognizing the poetry and the grace and the wisdom in the stories we find all around us. And I'm glad that you're working with StoryCorps material.
And a question of my own, David, sure. What makes a compelling story?
Well, you know, for us at StoryCorps, it's about the act of having this conversation with a loved one. So what might be compelling for you may not be compelling for someone else. It's really about taking the time to honor a loved one by listening to them. To us, we've done 35,000 interviews with StoryCorps so far, and one out of every many, many hundred shows up in a book or goes on the radio. And those are stories that somehow have a universal quality to them. You can kind of, you know, I used to be a radio documentary producer. And when there are stories that have this truth to them that applies to everyone as opposed to maybe just something that happens in a specific family, you know it when you hear it. But every one of the 35,000 interviews for us are equally important. It's just that some, you know, speak to a broader audience. And when you're listening to an interview, I mean, I think that, you know, the way that you think about what it is you might want to edit for your family or for your class or for a broadcast is when you're done with an interview, what is it that you remember? What doesn't go away? If you were gonna sum up, you know, what was the most important thing that was said in the interview, that's the moment that you'd want to cut.
Hi, my name is Ivan Garcia. I am 8 years old. Do you go to different states to record the families?
Ivan, we've been in, we've recorded 35,000 stories across the country. We've been in all 50 states. We've been in hundreds and hundreds of cities. And we also work really hard at StoryCorps to make sure that the full magnificent diversity of the country is documented. So it's not only people who know of us through public radio who participate, but we partner with every year more than 500 community organizations all over the country to make sure that all kinds of different folks can have their voices heard and be part of this project. One of the cool things about StoryCorps is that because it's two people doing an interview who know each other, the interview can be done in any language. And we've done interviews in dozens and dozens of languages.
And your stories do serve an important role in bringing families together. And here's a final question from one of the students.
Hi, I am Giselle Garcia. I am 9 years old. Do some stories make you think of your family?
every story does. You know, what I think StoryCorps does is reminds us that having these conversations with loved ones is something you want to do now. I think all these stories, I hope, unlike some of the stuff you might see on YouTube or elsewhere that's not so that's not as authentic as StoryCorps stories, that these stories help remind us what's really important in our lives, which is our families, the people we care about, and and the importance of taking the time to tell them how much they mean to us. So yeah, I think about my family all the time when I hear these pieces, and I hope that's the impact it has on everybody, to remind us, you know, who's important and how precious each day is, and that we should, you know, make the most of every day that we're alive.
And I also had a chance to talk to the student's teacher, Olga Halpern, and here's what she said.
I will just make a comment. I will say that he has revived oral history, in my opinion, and the importance of keeping traditions and keeping families together by doing what he's doing.
David, you've worked with youth before. In your 1993 documentary, Ghetto Life 101, Lee Ellen Jones and Lloyd Newman shared their experiences growing up on Chicago's South Side.
I live here. This is home.
Sup, Emmy?
Sup, Doodoo? This is my walk every day. It's going to take me on a little journey through my life.
This documentary is narrated entirely by two teens. It's remarkable. Why do you think youth are effective storytellers?
Well, I think we all are. And I mean, I think there are lots of amazing people who've done fantastic oral history work. And, you know, some of them, are the huge footsteps that we try to walk in include Chicago's, you know, Studs Terkel, who talked so much about the importance of, you know, this bottom-up history through our voice and our stories. I think that young people, one of the things we're doing with StoryCorps now, and come visit our website, storycorps.org, and take a look. I think there's information now about what we're going to call StoryCorps U, which is our new education program. And we hope that someday StoryCorps method and StoryCorps content is going to be taught in high schools all across the country. I think that it's really important for young people, especially people who might, you know, live in more challenging circumstances, to know that that their stories matter, and to have the opportunity to listen to each other, and even listen to their teachers, listen to their families, get their families involved in their schoolwork, and both recognize themselves and have the people around them recognize, you know, that they have something important to say. So I think that there's something very powerful in StoryCorps for young people. Now, I will say that the straight StoryCorps method of these 40-minute interviews that we stop at 10 years old. Under 10 years old, to have those 40-minute conversations is a little bit rough. But once you get to 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, I think they're extremely powerful. And I hope that folks on our website at storycorps.org, we have these great animations that we've started doing of some of these StoryCorps interviews, so you can actually see them and hear them. And there's a bunch of stories that involve young people, and it's definitely worth going to check out.
You know, and we're seeing this idea of this oral history method taking shape all across the country, whether it's in the Booker T. Washington Elementary School class, whether it's in other states, other communities. What advice would you give to people who want to incorporate this method in their own communities?
Do it and don't wait. None of this, StoryCorps, as I said, it's a project about generosity. It's about listening. There's information on our website, on other websites, about how to do this kind of how to do this kind of work. And I think part of what I hope, and I'm thrilled that Booker T. Washington adopted some of the StoryCorps methods and stories into the classroom. It's wonderful. It makes me so happy. I hope what StoryCorps does in the classroom is, you know, it's something that I hope will. And we've seen it, you know, it's something that kids really enjoy, you know, doing, and it makes teachers want to come in and teach. And that's what it's all about, you know, creating an environment where, you know, learning happens, good learning happens, and kids are excited and teachers are excited and everyone's, you know, turned on by the idea of being in school. So it's a wonderful thing.